Chairman, can I explain that as an inspector in those years, what happened real quick?
In this case here?
No. Yes, in this.
The one that we just heard? Yeah.
What happens is that when you measure, back in those days, you measured it by this, in case this comes up again, you measure by an average. When all the inspectors were out there, they would not take in consideration an ornamental type of situation. They would measure the average of the roof, which would give them the height, which is not exceeding the 35 foot in the average, okay? So it went up to 42 feet now. And because we were having so much trouble with people exceeding that height with a cupola or a widow's nest, that's where you got the amendment of that ordinance.
Okay.
You got the amendment of that ordinance to answer that question when the inspectors were in the field, that they would not have to guess at these things, okay? In other words, and try and get the angles that are... So that's the reason that they did that in those days, and that's the reason they changed it.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
It does.
Okay.
It does. Thank you for that. Okay, next case, please.
Next case, 10,939 Anthony and Penny Rivillard, east of Row 48, Hollyville Road, 1,655 feet north of Row 302, Avalon Road. This was a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. This one, on our application, she wanted to go from 9 children to 53.
Yes.
I believe so.
44 more children.
Hmm?
But didn't I think her testimony was?
It'd be 44 more children in time.
That's significant.
Was. In rebuttal, they stated that they're looking to expand their business to care for approximately 12 to 15 children.
And they're not going to, before they used to occupy that place, okay, when they had the other children there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're vacating that and just making it into a commercial daycare center.
In a mobile home.
Right.
Park.
And what is the, she's increasing that by 44 kids.
In time, yeah.
Excuse me, not kids, children.
Children.
But in rebuttal, she changed it to 12 or 15.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
instead of the 53.
Okay, so she's talking about what?
On her application, it stated that she wanted to go from 9 children to 53. But then I think after the opposition and rebuttal, they stated that they're looking to expand their business to care for approximately 12 to 15 children. If you recall that.
Yeah, can we stipulate how many?
Can stipulate a number, definitely.
Sure. Yeah, we can.
Okay. I'm not in favor of the 53.
I just wanted to bring that to your attention. That
appreciate that.
They stated 12 to 15.
Yeah, I see it there now.
Well, I mean, she legally operates there now, correct?
Correct.
With a certain number of children.
Right.
So. She's been there, 16 years without any?
That was the other one, I think.
Oh, that was the other one?
The other one.
Oh, that was the other one.
I'm not sure if it stated how many
years. It's operated there since 98 is what I see in the minutes.
98, okay.
That's right, 1998.
Yes, location since 1998.
That makes
That makes it a bit different. And I mean, I could go the 12, or 15, the 15.
I just
but
wanted
not
to point that out. That in
appreciate
the bottle,
that very
they
much.
Said approximately 12 to 15 children.
Well, that's a whole lot better than 53. Back in that area.
I forgot that, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she has the location for 53.
Not back in there. I really don't believe. How do you feel on the 12 and 15?
I would say probably she could handle 12 okay. I mean,
that'd be a good number to start with.
I agree with Mr. Hudson. Three more is not going to, earth-shattering type of thing. And
no, from 9 to 12 would be okay. I'd be in favor of that.
When she was talking about 44 more, I got a little shaky there.
Well, I did too, right off the bat.
You all of a sudden saw a schoolyard again, didn't you, bro?
Yeah. And I believe Jamie had said that they had only had 2,000 square feet. Is that correct?
2,710 or 2,700.
Well, the state would require so much square footage per child.
Right, and I was saying, though, with that goes into the equation also when you're trying to approve a case here.
But dang.
The state, all the others we've been looking at are 4,000 square feet.
Yeah, there's two there on Route 1 there, that new one, both of them there in Lewis area. One was 4,400, yeah. One was 5,000 right next to the one that they already had.
You just hope it never rains.
Oh, yeah.
2,000 square feet.
Yeah, and after these other people that was, you know, that did that. What was that Busy Bee Children Place down there? They bought another piece of ground and have a 5,000 square foot.
Beach Babies.
That's very nice place.
To answer your question, Mr. Rickard, I didn't see in the minutes where there was an indication as to the size and the square footage.
I thought we discussed that, you and I, and you last corrected
there was,
me last
I recall it being something like 2,000 or...
2,000,
I thought you corrected me to 2,000. I had said 1,700 or something like that, and you corrected me.
You may have. I don't have my notes in front of me, so...
I think last meeting just was.
That very well may have been the case. So.
Okay. That's fine.
I remember thinking... 2,000 square foot house, I would not want 50 of anything in it.
No way. Nobody would do that.
Right.
Yeah, well, I could go with the 12. Three more would never, you know, would never be any, I think it'd be a problem versus the other. So, that having been said, are there any further discussion?
12 or 15 are we talking
12,
about?
12. 12 I'd be comfortable with. That's just me. Yeah. Mr. Rickard?
12.
Mr. Rickard? 12. And Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't think 12 would substantially affect adversely, but I do believe 53 would.
Most definitely. I'd have to go with that. All right. With that being said, then, if there's no further discussion, and if the board ready to vote, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, because of the drastic difference in the request, I do feel that 53 children would substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring and adjacent properties, not to mention the traffic involved and so forth. But I don't feel that 12 would, so I'd make a motion to approve capacity of 12 children.
Okay.
Second, for the reasons stated.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,939. Mr. Rickards?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reason stated.
Thank you, Mr. Calloway, for the same reason stated. That is the capacity to be 12 children. Mr. Mills?
Yes.
And Mr.
Yes.
Okay. Again, by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,939 is approved. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of all the old business, and now we've got additional business to discuss.